Welcome back, friends, to Tell a Band to Go Home. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio, so don't give me a call, but I love your emails, jeff@tellabandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live in the basement of the Sunset Saloon. Also Jeff Robson. We're off at the Gateway Festival in Saskatchewan. And, you know, summer's almost half done, but there's still some great summer to go and a couple of great festivals for sure, at least. Well, there's a bunch of great festivals, of course, but two I want to talk about. Our beloved Trout Forest Music Festival is coming up in a couple of weeks. That is always a highlight for sure. Love, love, love that festival, and lots of great stuff going there. Check out troutfest.ca, troutfest.com. I should know this. For the details, we'll talk about that coming up. But there's another one, and I don't know, it's going to take somebody a little bit crazy to want to go to this with me, but I'm really hoping that I can convince somebody that this is a good idea. All right, so there's this festival going on in a place called Appleton, Wisconsin. You're all familiar with Appleton, Wisconsin, right? Okay, maybe not. It's a bit of a drive. It's, you know, 11 and a half or 12 hours away. No, not quite 12. You know, you drive through there if you're going to Chicago or Milwaukee or something. Anyway, Appleton, Wisconsin. There's a guy from there named Corey Chisel, who we absolutely love. Going to play him in a second. He sent out a message about this festival that they have in Appleton, Wisconsin on August long weekend. It runs August 2nd to 5th in Appleton. It's called the Mile of Music. Check out mileofmusic.com. There's two things significant about this festival. Number one, there's a bunch of great, great people here. There's so many people playing that it's ridiculous how many people are there. And I'm going to play a few highlights, okay? There's tons of names that I recognize. There's a few things that I know would be great. And then there's a few things that that I would gladly drive 12 hours to see. The second thing about this festival, and the most ridiculous thing, the thing that I don't quite understand, it's all free. Everything is free. They've got all this stuff going on. It's called Mile of Music because there's all these venues and outdoor shows happening within, I guess, about a mile in Appleton, and they're all free. You just walk in. You don't need a badge or pass or ticket. You just go. And I think that's absolutely insane. I'm going to play a few of the highlights. We're going to start off with Corey Chisel. He's of course now in a super group trio with Johnny Corndog, Johnny Fritz, and Robert Ellis. They call themselves Traveler, but we got to go back to this one because it was such a great, great record. And man, this is a great song. This goes back to a record called Death Won't Send a Letter. This is Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. And Corey's playing for free at the Mile of Music Festival in Appleton, Wisconsin next weekend. We should really go. Do you want to go? I want to go.
Walking that long mile again. I get I don't wanna everything that I'm made of wants just a little taste. Don't even have to try to figure it out. It's gonna fall into place. I had a vision of you, Angel 42, flying over the Dakota Badlands. Your broken wings dropped me to the sand, and I slipped out of your hands. And now there is no song that I can sing to get close to you. Oh, Angel 42. Oh,
we don't feel it.
I assure you, I promise, it's just a coincidence that Tara Lightfoot happens to be at this festival that I'm dying to. Honestly, I'm, look, hand up. I'm not lying. It's a coincidence, but a great coincidence nonetheless. Tara Lightfoot's going to be at this Mile of Music Festival in Appleton, Wisconsin. She's going to be playing the 3rd and 4th of August. And the thing about this festival is, you know, most festivals, you see your favorite artist for like 50 minutes, maybe an hour if you're lucky. And that's the case here. Tara's sets are 50 minutes long, but there's 4 of them. You can go see Tara Lightfoot 4 times in Appleton, Wisconsin over the course of 2 days. And it's all free, which just boggles the mind. Also playing there are the bands we heard before that. Before that, we heard a band called The Artisanals. I hate that recording of that song. It just sounds terrible. But it doesn't do justice to how great they are live. We saw them live in St. Paul. They opened for Dylan LeBlanc a while back and absolutely blew my mind. I had no idea who they were. And frankly, you know, their songs aren't that great. They're kind of weird dudes. But there's something about their show that was just so infectious and so enjoyable. We were dancing and having a good time, and I'm dying to see them again, The Artisanals there. And before that, we heard a band called The Vagabonds. Again, their recordings are typically don't really do them justice, I don't think. I think this latest single is closer. We heard Everything I Need there. They are a band that I saw in Savannah, Georgia, couple of years ago, and I've been dying to see them ever since. Great live show. Really enjoyed them. And we kicked off that set with Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. Never seen Corey before, and I'd love to. And he's playing at this Mile of Music Festival. Check out mileofmusic.com. It's not that far. You know, we got the time. We can just sleep in the van. I'm fine with that. It'll be a good time. So who wants to do that? Ready? Raise your hand. We'll do it. We'll split the gas. We'll take turns driving, and we'll have a good time. Okay, let's do it. 2nd to 5th of August. All right, so I understand. I realize that maybe it's a long shot that anybody else is as crazy as I am, but, you know, more likely is the weekend following that, from the 10th to the 12th, in lovely Ear Falls, Ontario. It's the return of the mighty Trout Forest Music Festival. And we'll tell you more about it again next week, but I want to get you hyped about a few things for sure. The lineup is great. And by the way, it is troutfest.com. The lineup is fantastic at the Trout Forest Music Festival. Al Simmons is back out there hosting. Al Simmons, that's reason enough for me to go. Ridley Bent, the Lonesome Ace String Band, which features Chris Cool and John Showman. And if you don't know those names, just come and you'll see why they're so great. Murder is going to be out there. They're a lot of fun. Saw them a while back. Sweet Alibi, always great. Roger is going to be there. The New Customs. Old Seed. Remember Old Seed? Sean Burns is going to be out there. Got to see Sean Burns one of these days. Carly Dow is great. Matt Epp's going to be out there. Dave Quanbury. Annie Sumi, who I know lots of people like, and I'm looking forward to seeing. Tara Williamson. I wish she was bringing Jim Bryson on guitar. Maybe she is, and I just don't know about it, but I doubt it. And Campbell Woods, who's fantastic as well. Lots of great stuff. But for me, the real fun, the real highlight, and this harkens back to the first year that Devin, I think this is our 10th anniversary together, Devin. No, maybe it's, yeah, I think it's our 10th anniversary out there at the Trout Forest, because I think was it the first time or the second time we went that Jeremy was almost here? Damn it, I can't remember. But the first year that Devin did it, he had just an unbelievable main stage lineup, and a couple of the folks who are going to hear in this next set, and a couple of folks who are going to be back this year are going to be there. The real highlight is the trio. And they do play together, and it is tons of fun. Got to see them at the Calgary Folk Festival a couple of years ago. The highlight is the return of our friend Chris Demeanor, who we love, Jeff Berner, and Carolyn Mark. And it's going to be awesome. And here's a team-up of two of those performers right now from Carolyn's album, Just Married, an album of duets. This is a classic. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line. It's a Jeff Berner song, and hopefully we'll hear it at the Trout Forest Music Festival. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
favorite to say he had a girl in every town. Then he met the kind he couldn't get out of his mind. They made a home and he loved her so. Like a laboratory rabbit, he was marked by the habit, and sometimes he left the party too slow, you know. Wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line. I used to know a girl she got married too early, and her husband was often out of town. So her best friend Bridget would come over for a visit when the loneliness was getting her down. Well, it was no big deal. They just liked to drink tequila and set off the smoke alarms. Play a little checkers, dance to old records, and wake up in each other's arms. Wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line. Dive into the pits of flesh. But Jesus forgave him, and then he behaved himself. Anyway, that's what he said. And I would venture to guess when it was time to confess at the end of the saintly day. It was still a little hard not to turn to the padre, take a deep breath and say, wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line, the line, the line.
The song we're doing is called Airborne Bastard. It's about me railing against the elements. Brock Skywalker, when he sees me do this one, says, "You look so angry when you do it, man. Why are you so angry?" I said, "Because sometimes the elements screw you around, and sometimes you got to fight back. Sometimes when I'm riding my bike against the wind, I just stop, I throw my bike down, and I say, 'Come on, give me more.' And I stop the wind." gun my own shot than live a life without cheese. I don't even know what it is. Is it the pollen or the grass or the dust or the poplar fluff falling? I'm only happy when the rest of you blessed are complaining. Yeah, I'm a downright smug son of a bitch when it's raining. I'm tired of the pity of being bemoaned. I'm tired of people asking if I'm sick or if I'm stoned. Get down! Airborne bastard, get down! Airborne bastard, get down! Airborne bastard, get down! Airborne bastard!
This pretty young thing, grease stains on her blue jeans, takes a seat at the bar next to me, and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective, and missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You're one foxy dame, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool. I says, I'm Johnny Cash. When I'm drinking, I'm on the Clash. When I'm thinking, I'm Mad Max. When I'm driving, I'm my diamond. When I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart. When I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley. When I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming. Prostitutes. prostitutes in red leather boots, giving me the eye as we glide up to the suicide winder saloon, where this goon with a mouth full of chew says, "Who the fuck are you?" I'm talking, yeah, in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar swinging demon, yeah. Mary Jane's addiction was cocaine and Pulp Fiction. And when you're itching for a fix, and this is the place that you come to get some, she leads me to the back where I find the kingpin drinking Jack and Coke and playing poker with a couple of dope smoking jokers. She says, "Take a hit off the bong, brother, and I don't want to blow my cover, so I have a little hoop, and it sends me through the roof. But I'm as high as the sky. I hear someone say, 'Where'd you find this guy, Angel? Is he FBI, local swine, or Texas Ranger?'" I says, "I'm Johnny Cash when I'm drinking on the Clash, when I'm thinking I'm Mad Max, when I'm driving on my diamond, when I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart when I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley when I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar swinging demon." Well, I know that they know that I know that they know I'm full of shit, and they all take out their Tommy guns and attempt to riddle me with bullets, but I'm too fast. I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, and my brawling technique is flawless. I disarm these lawless scum buckets and rough them up like a bunch of suckers. I bind them in duct tape. I call for backup to haul them away. I grab Mary Jane as a witness and the marriage of Juana for a rainy day. Yeah, I confiscate the kingpin's Harley, which once belonged to Elvis Presley, and in custom paint on the gas tank it says, "Rock hard, rock free." Chilling and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar slinging demon,
back. done, but she left me lonely. She broke my heart, Lord, she never turned back.
Of her lungs, he was the best in his class. She She was the greatest and he was inspired. She was the stranger when he saved her life. She goes through the casket, she cuts through the line, as if she was asking for a little more time. Will you be ready in time? Running the lines, she hopes to remember when she's under the lights. He was the greatest and she was inspired. She was in danger when he saved her life. She takes off her mask, the only place she could hide. Somebody asked, would you be ready in time? Will you be ready in time? Out of breath, then she's out on the stage, and the words in her mouth, they are not on the page. They tell her she made it, that he would be proud. She's seeing his face every night in the crowd. She didn't know what he meant until after he died. It's as if he was sent to get her ready in time. Will you be ready in time?
Rockin' thing there from Matt Epp from his album Ready in Time. That's the title track. Man, I like that one. He'll be out at the Trout Forest Music Festival. Good to see Matt again. He's got a new record called Shadowlands. I guess we got to play that one for you next week. Before that, we heard Sean Burns. I think he's originally from Alberta. He's living in Winnipeg now, and he hosts a fine show on CKUW, actually, Tuesdays. I guess Tuesdays at lunch. Boots and Saddle. Fine stuff there. And he's got a great record called Music for Taverns, Bars, and Honky Tonks. And I've been meaning to get around to play it. I really have, Sean. I apologize. But there we go. Don't Let the Highway Get You Lost. They're from Sean Burns. Before that, something from Murder Murder. I think they're from Sudbury. We heard Where the Water Runs Black from their album From the Stillhouse. Classic from Ridley Benton, their Suicide Winder from his Blam record. Still love that one dearly. And Airborne Bastard from Chris Demeanor and his Crack Band. I don't think the Crack Band will be out there, but Chris will at the Trout Forest Music Festival. Looking forward to that. That's from his live record. And we kicked off that set with Carolyn Mark and Jeff Berner from Carolyn's album, Just Married, an album of duets, pardon me. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line. Only time for a couple more songs here. Here, I got to play this for you. There was a time, believe it or not, when we used to get new songs from this guy before anyone else. Clearly those days have passed. That's okay. He said he was going to send me some new songs. He said it a number of times, actually. And I guess he's been sending them to other people instead. So here's one that aired on another radio station. Great radio station, though, CKUA in Alberta. Here's a new one from Del Barber.
This is Louise. 1, 2, 3, 4. My lover reads old copies of the TV Guide. She still goes dancing with her friends almost every Saturday night. She's burn barrel feeding, hands and knees, sponge squeezing, corn husking, one of a kind. She carries a great weight on her shoulders, and her heart can set the time on the tower of Big Ben. She was singing Willie Nelson on a ladder, cleaning eaves. Many men have called her a perfect ten. To me, it's just the wheel. Sometimes I catch her crying when she thinks she's alone. It happened again yesterday when she was out hanging clothes. You see, 20 years before me, she had a perfect family of three. They had some bad luck on the road. She carries a great weight on her shoulders, and her heart can set the time on the tower of Big Ben. She was singing Willie Nelson on a ladder, cleaning knees. Many men have called her perfect ten. To me, it's just the week.
All right.
They say you can't ever know. The big curtain's gonna fall down on you. You don't get to choose when you go. So stand tall on those sunny days, 'cause shit just might go sideways. Take a page, if you please, from Louise. She carries a great weight on her shoulder, and her heart set the time on the tower of Big Ben. She was singing Willie Nelson on a ladder, cleaning eaves. Many men have called her perfect ten. To me, it's just Louise.
Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that I hate you. When my old car and shotgun are registered, and my room is clean, and my debts are paid at the local bar. When the foggy mountain isn't my favorite song, and I do all the normal stuff normal people do just to get along. Well, I tell you how it's gonna be. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that you miss me.
eastern eyes. But I think that you're right. But I'm working out instead of drinking all night. And when I don't care, and I don't have no more nightmares, I'm not blast drunk at the party in the armchairs. Well, I tell you what I'm gonna say. Gonna write a letter just to say I think I'm okay. Well, I tell you what I'm gonna do.
There's Carolyn Mark again, getting in there, singing along with N.Q. Arbuckle from the classic album Hanging the Battle Scarred Pinata. That's in Another Time. Before that, we heard something new from Del Barber. You can hear that on CKUW. Not CKUW, CKUA, you idiot. Maybe here someday. That'll do it for us. We got to go. Tell the Band to Go Home is over. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. Stay tuned for probably a rerun of The Sandwich Guy. Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe, all kinds of good stuff here on UMFM. Thanks for being here, everybody.